The final Mishnah of the Masechta continues the discussion of Teshuvah, repenting, and this relatively famous Mishnah tells us that Ha'omer, one who says to himself, Echtav Ashuv, Echtav Ashuv, I will sin and I will do Teshuvah, I will sin and I will do Teshuvah. So he does this, let's say, at least twice. He sins and he has the intention to repent once he sins. Once he's already done that twice, Ema Spikim B'Yodolas Teshuvah, Hashem does not send the possibility and send the assistance into his hand to do Teshuvah. Now that does not mean that it's impossible to do Teshuvah for such a sin. It is always possible to do teshuvah, and in fact Hashem is always calling upon us to do teshuvah. What the Mishnah means is that Hashem does not assist one in doing teshuvah, he does not make it necessarily easy to do teshuvah, and it will be harder for you to do teshuvah, but it is always possible. Similarly, if somebody says, Ech tov yom ha'kippur mechaper, I will sin, and Yom Kippur will atone for my sin. If he does that, then ein yom ha'kippur mechaper, Yom ha'kippur will not atone for his sin. And again, what this means is that it will not be easy for him to atone on Yom Kippur, to do teshuvah on Yom Kippur, and he might find it particularly difficult. However, it is always possible to do teshuvah both on Yom Kippur and throughout the year. Continues the Mishnah, Aveish men olam ha'mokayim, sins which are between man and Hashem, Yom Kippur mechaper, for those sins Yom Kippur atones. However, Aveish men olam ha'chaveiroi, sins which are between man and his friend. If somebody harmed or hurt another person, says the Mishnah, Yom Kippur does not provide an atonement until he appeases his friend, until he makes up with his friend and asks for his forgiveness. If, let's say, somebody stole money from somebody, even if he gives back that money, he still needs to ask for his forgiveness. And if one does not make up with other people before Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur itself will not atone for that sin either. There are those who understand the Mishnah's implication to be even stronger, that if one does not make up with his friends before Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur does not atone even for sins which are in Adam Lamokim, even for sins which are between you and Hashem. Hashem says that if you don't make up between each other, if there isn't peace between man and man, then even the sins which you sinned against me, I will not atone. That's how important it is to make up with friends and make sure one gains forgiveness from everybody else before Yom Kippur arrives. As Zaydor Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this teaching Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learnt from Pesukim, and that is that it says with regards to Yom Kippur, Mikol chateiseichem lifnei Hashem titaru, you will be purified from all of your sins in front of Hashem. What does it mean in front of Hashem? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explains, Aveish ben Olam Lamokoyim, sins which are between man and Hashem, things that you did lifnei Hashem in front of Hashem, Yom Kippur mechaper. For that, Yom Kippur provides an atonement. However, Aveish ben Olam Lachaveiroi, sins which are done between man and another person, in Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur does not atone for that, Ad sheyiratzes chaveiroi, until he makes up with his friend and gains forgiveness from him. Ends off in Masechta in a beautiful way. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael. Happy are you, praiseworthy are you, Yisrael. You are so fortunate. Lifnei mi atem matarin? In front of whom are you purified on Yom Kippur? Mi matar eschem? Who purifies you? Avichem Shema Shemayim, your Father in Heaven, Shenem, as the Pasuk says, V'zarakti aleichem mayim tohirim utahartem, and I will throw upon you purifying waters, and you will become pure. The Omer, the Pasuk also says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is like a mikveh of the Jewish people. What does that mean? Ma mikveh metaris hatameim, just like a mikveh, purifies people who are tomei. The law is that if somebody is tomei, in order to become pure again, he needs to go into a mikveh. So too, says the Mishnah, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too Hashem, Metaris Yisrael, he purifies the Jewish people, especially on Yom Kippur, just like a mikveh. Oh, Solim HaSechus Yumo Mazel Tov.